The Star Report with Sasha Star.
Okay, let's see.
it's not the one you're thinking of. We're gonna save that one.
Yeah.
If it's what I think you're thinking. I know you're a huge fan of Harry Potter.
Yes.
You just reread the series this year.
I know. I can't believe that I actually read the series to my children. I was terrified.
You know what? It's okay because it goes over their heads at their age.
I don't know. I did the whole acting out thing. Must be why they live in another country. All right, tell us about Harry Potter, Seth.
Well, J.K. Rowling is fantastic on Twitter. She's always very responsive to her fans and sometimes her non-fans as well.
Yes.
And someone posted a tweet to her saying, "The scoring system of Quidditch makes zero sense." And J.K. Rowling responded.
Okay, what did she say?
"It makes total sense," she says. "There's glamour in chasing an elusive lucky break, but teamwork and persistence can still win the day. Everyone's vulnerable to blows of fate and obstructive people, and success means rising above them. Quidditch is the human condition. You're welcome."
That's cute.
I think J.K. Rowling just won Wednesday.
I think she just won Twitter, actually.
You know what? We'll give it to her. J.K. Rowling has won Twitter.
Awesome.
Now, the editors, I don't, when last were you on a plane and you picked up one of their in-house magazines?
Where? Oh, on a plane.
Even, yes. I never do.
Earlier, about a month ago, maybe a little bit more, I was flying to Israel.
Yes.
Flying LL.
Yes.
I pick up the in-house or the in-flight magazine.
Yes.
And I can't open the pages. And somebody stuck it with chewing gum.
No. Oh, come on.
I'm like, please. Do you know how much I paid for this?
Oh, my goodness.
Just give me a magazine I can read.
See, I take books.
Like, you've got to check that stuff, man.
I don't know. I read my books on a plane. But, you know, if you're so inclined, you can decide to read their in-flight magazine. Now, Egypt Air have a magazine called Horse, which I think
Horse, like as in I ride a horse?
No, I think it was one of their
gods. Horus.
Horus, yes.
Horus, yes. He was one of the Egyptian gods, indeed.
So, Horus magazine, there's an interview with Drew Barrymore. Except it looks as though the editor of the magazine took an interview from somewhere else or listened to a press conference and just wrote a very garbled version of this interview, including grammatical errors, misspellings, stating that she is being unstable in her relationships.
Really?
And Drew Barrymore's team have said, well, we've never heard of such an interview. She's never given an interview to this magazine.
Oh, my gosh.
So now...
So it's Al Jazeera. It's the printing... it's the print version of Al Jazeera, is what you're saying?
Well, this airline has now said that they've completely taken all responsibility away from themselves and given it to the magazine's editorial team and the advertising agency responsible. They said they're totally responsible for the magazine's editorial content and it has nothing to do with that.
Oh my gosh, that is crazy.
But you still...
So what do they think an editorial team does? I mean, that's the bigger question. It's so strange.
People were on this flight taking photographs and saying, what is this?
So interesting that people actually pick up the in-flight magazine and read it.
Well, you said you were one of them. Well, you wanted to.
Well, I did because, you know, on LL, you're supposed to have this, all the entertainment. Oh, no, wait, it's the shopping.
It's the
shopping. The entertainment comes in the one thing and you have to download it and you can book an iPad.
Yes.
But nobody tells you that when you book the ticket.
Right. You're very true.
Like, just remember, if you're flying LL, book an iPad.
I think what you can also do is
if you don't want to download it onto your own,
on your phone.
Yeah, and then you connect to the airplane's Wi-Fi and you can, like, fly the plane and whatever.
You heard it first on iPad. I'm super excited about this because British singer James Morrison is coming to South Africa next year.
Oh, nice.
Think acoustic, guitar, folky kind of music.
Yes.
I think it would have been great in a sort of outdoor setting. So Caitlin's getting that because he's going to Coastal Posh Gardens. But we can get
I love that. I wish we had concerts like that here.
Emerentia is fantastic for concerts.
But I know, but do they do it regularly? Like, I know that Old Mutual sponsors the Cape Town ones.
I've been to quite a few festivals and concerts at Emerentia.
Yeah. Is it regular? Is it like once a month?
Not once a month.
Picnics and whatever.
Not that regular, unfortunately. But I know that if there are big stars coming, they'll usually come. And it's usually around summertime. So we're heading into the season. James Morrison, though, will be at the Teatro at Monte Cassino on 22nd and 23rd of January. And you can get your tickets from Compticket. The Cape Town show is on the 26th of January. And the huge thing that happened last night is the American Music Awards.
Oh, yes. Oh, forgot about it totally.
We had
we were waiting.
We had Drake and Cardi B heading the nominations. Mm. But they all had to be swept aside from Miss Taylor Swift.
Oh, really?
Yes. She won 4 awards. I'm actually going to just list the awards for you. So she got Artist of the Year. New Artist of the Year went to Camila Cabello. She also took home Collaboration of the Year for Havana.
Oh, yes, Wasn't she up for Best Video?
So that was a different...
Oh, was that different awards? That was the MTV Awards.
That was the European Music Awards for MTV, yes.
There's so many awards. You get an award ceremony.
Okay. So Taylor Swift, favorite pop rock album, favorite pop rock female artist. I already mentioned Artist of the Year. So she did very well for herself. Cardi B got a favorite hip-hop artist, but considering she had so many nominations, it's just quite disappointing. Yeah. Drake got nothing.
Imagine you're
leading the nominations and you don't get anything. Wow. Camila Cabello, as we know, she's doing fantastically. She actually did win favorite music video for Havana. And Marshmello, we just played, won favorite electronic dance music artist. So some good names taking home awards for their good music.
So I've got a surprise for you.
Or should I be worried? I don't know.
Finish and then I'll tell you what. And then we'll get to your surprise.
Well, that's it. That's the start for today.
Thank you so much. So I told you I was going to play you a Taylor Swift.
Yes, you did.
I'm going to play something better.
Okay.
A little James Morrison for you.
Ah, I support that decision.
You know, Broken Strings.
Love.